This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
It's Friday the 27th of March. This is Stuck at Home. And just like you, we're all stuck at home too. This is the daily podcast from the UK's children's radio station Fun Kids, packed with things to do. I'm George, and today I'm by my fellow Fun Kids presenters. Hello, Bex.
Hello.
And hello, Dan.
Hello, George.
Joining us later in the show is Claire Russell, who's got some top tips for things to do. Plus, we're giving you our ideas, and we're also paying yet another visit to Deep Space High to find out about space weather. The show is packed with things for you to do. So, guys, what have you been up to, and what can our listeners do at home themselves?
I'm going to jump in. I did something amazing last night with my family. Every week, we like to treat ourselves with a takeaway. Now, I know, I think around the country, you still can get takeaways and support like local shops, because that's the only thing they can really do now. But what we did at home last night, we did a fake away. So we made our own pizzas and we got really creative. We spent quite a lot of the afternoon doing it, making the dough. You get kind of rolling that out, getting deep down in it and kneading it, pressing it, making it wide. So, and then we sprinkled all the tomato sauce on there, and we chucked so many different toppings on. It was kind of like submerged. It was like this boat that was sinking under the weight of all the courgette that I managed to stick on top. So that's something really good that you could do this afternoon. Spend time making your own fake away, I think.
Sorry, you put courgette on a pizza?
And Dan,
well, I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, good point.
I don't like to talk about this very loudly, but I'm a vegetarian, don't you know? So you kind of...
That's no excuse, because you could have cheese and tomato, you could have some sweet corn, you could have peppers and onions.
Yeah.
Courgette?
That's weird.
Well, because courgette is
quite... It is weird.
Courgette is quite...
It's like dense and watery.
Courgette is... It's got quite a meaty texture when you do cook it like that. So, and they're... By not eating meat, I kind of limit what I can eat really anyway. So it's almost slim pickings. So you just take what you can. And I love a little bit of courgette, a bit of aubergine too.
We'll let you off that. And the most important question is how did it compare to an actual takeaway?
In taste, I think it's right up there. In effort, it is much easier to just call the local pizza place and get them to deliver. But in these times where we do have a lot of spare moments in the day to keep busy doing this, I think it was really worth making our own fake away.
And Bex, what have you been up to?
All right, so full disclosure, I am a hoarder. I like to keep things. I, if anything, keep too many things. I've got bits of paper that I've collected from various events I've been to, so invitations or receipts or tickets, that kind of thing, or programmes. So what I've done is I pop them all in a big old scrapbook. I've got a scrapbook and I stick them in with like Pritt stick or sellotape, and then I've also used my felt tip pens to kind of explain what the thing was that I've stuck in the brochure in the scrapbook, or like stuck some glitter on it, because I have like a little craft area at home. And then it means, first of all, everything is tidy because I don't have like random bits of paper everywhere. And secondly, it's all in one handy scrapbook, so I can like open it up and look at memories of things I've done previously and been like, oh yeah, that was a really great day. Awesome. So I've been scrapbooking my heart out.
Aww, that's adorable, Bex.
Thanks, George. I like it. It is fun.
That is really fun. Now, I tell you one thing which I talked about on my show yesterday, because we're doing this thing called Teacher Takeover, where basically we're giving mums and dads like 10 minutes off from being the teacher now that everyone's being homeschooled. So obviously, because of these very strange times at the moment, we're all stuck inside, and some people are stuck inside on their own. I think we probably all know somebody who's stuck inside on their own. So I set the challenge yesterday of writing a poem to put a smile on someone's face. So if you know someone who's all alone in home on their own, write them a poem to put a smile on their face. It could be about them. It could just be about something nice and funny. And then you can either email it to them or record it in a voice app and send it over to them. And if any of our listeners fancy giving that a go, write a poem, record it, and send it in to us. And we'd love to play some out here on the podcast. You can get in touch with the show at funkidslive.com/stuck. In fact, if you want to tell us about anything you've been up to, that is the place to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Take a picture of your fakeaways, your homemade pizzas, homemade curries, whatever. Send it to us and we'll stick it on the website as well. We'll get a nice gallery going.
Now, George, someone called Gilbert has written a blog post all about us. It is called 10 Things to Do on Lockdown Because of Stupid Coronavirus, which is such a great title. The number one thing to do, according to Gilbert, and I think any listeners of this podcast, is listen to Fun Kids.
Go on, Gilbert.
Yes, Gilbert.
Correct, Gilbert. Excellent. Other things in the post include get as many touches as possible on your football, draw a masterpiece drawing, cook a new meal, do a sunset walk in your local park, and read a book by a new author. I think Gilbert is setting us all some lovely things to do there. I might just go
Gilbert's getting very romantic, isn't he? A sunset walk in the local park.
A day in Gilbert's life sounds very exciting indeed. So, Gilbert, thank you so much for that. That is proper awesome of you, and we very much appreciate being number one in your list and in your heart. So someone else who's got loads of tips to share with us is Claire Russell. She is an Instagram legend. She's doing loads of play sessions on Instagram Live right now, and I got to have a little chat with her.
Hello, Bex. Hi.
Now, I'm really excited to chat to you because I think you have one of the best jobs in the world. You're basically a professional at playing. Is that right?
Yeah. Aren't I lucky that my job is I get to play? How amazing. I spend my days making Play-Doh and thinking up new fun activities that kids can do at home. Yeah. So I really do have the best job in the world. That's why I'm always smiling.
It is awesome. And of course, now we're all stuck at home together. So this is your time to shine. This is where you're really going to come to the front, right?
Yeah, well, it's really funny because I mean, so I used to be a teacher and then I had my little boy, and whilst being at home with him, I realized just how amazing play is to keep us all occupied and how good it is for us. But also it can be really tough as well. And sometimes there are days that we do get a bit bored. And now that we are being asked to stay at home, it's even more important than ever. So yeah, it's just lovely to be here. Thank you, Bex. And I'm hoping that I can help someone out who's maybe feeling a little bit bored or just a bit stuck and looking for some new ideas.
I don't doubt it, because I've had a little look on your Instagram, and it just, I want to move in with you, to be honest. It looks really fun. So you're on Instagram as play.hooray, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And tell us a little bit about what you've been up to recently to kind of keep you and your son Mason entertained.
Yeah, so play has always been something I'm really passionate about and absolutely love. It's just great for keeping active and keeping our minds going and keeping ourselves busy, but in such a fun way as well. So I go live every weekday at 10 o'clock on Instagram and Facebook. And on Fridays, I do what's called a play along. So the idea is I tell you the night before what you're going to need. And it's always stuff that you've from around the house. So you've probably got it already, or you can maybe swap something. And then we all get to play together. And with since everything that's been happening in the news and us being asked to stay at home, I have been doing the play-alongs every day since Monday. So it's been loads of fun. Gosh, yesterday I had over 8,000 tune in, which is really amazing. Yeah, just to have so many families and the kids are getting their things ready and then they sit and play with me. And I do it all over the screen. And the idea is that the parents can grab all the bits and pieces, get the kids playing, and they get to enjoy, sit down with a hot cup of tea. And we just start. So this morning was a fun little magic sponge game. And all you need is kitchen roll and a wet sponge, really. But loads of fun things that you can do. So yeah, I've been spending my time doing that in between playing in the garden with my little boy. He's very active and running around and keeping him busy. And then this morning we actually played a little game in our kitchen with all the different boxes and tins and things, and we were just trying to fill out the alphabet, so see if we could find a food or something to match every letter of the alphabet. Now we got about halfway through and we decided to save it for later, but actually it's amazing what we could find. So yeah, we did better than I thought we would, actually. So we're going to come back to that later. So yeah, it's been very busy but really playful, which is the best thing, really.
And you get a free little sort out of your cupboards at the same time. Brilliant.
It was like doing a stock check, actually. It made me realise what's been lurking at the back for a few years, and maybe about time that we get it used up. So yeah, it was really good. And my little boy, actually, what's nice is when he came up with his own idea of then using the items to make a little shop. So getting some of those tins and those boxes out with a little pot of coins or a calculator and a little notepad, and he's got an instant shop. So it's dead easy. But something that he thought up, and so we carried some of those out in the garden because the sun's out and we've got to make the most of that at the moment. So yeah, he's been setting up himself a little shop and playing with that, and he's charging me a fortune, £100 for a tin of beans I had to pay this morning.
to be fair, I mean, with the current going rates, that's probably pretty cheap, to be honest. When I was little, I used to make shoe shops. So I'd get all of my shoes and my mum and dad's shoes,
yeah,
and I'd put them together and make a shoe shop. And it's that idea of doing stuff at home that you don't have to buy things for, because at the moment, obviously, it's tricky to go outside and buy stuff. So what kind of games do you have for our listeners who might want to play something or do something at home right now?
Yeah, so I always say that actually, you know, it's really easy that we, particularly when we are stuck at home and all of a sudden told that we can't go out, we think of all these things. If only we had this, and if only we had that. Yeah. And it's really easy to do, especially with all those toys adverts on the TV. But actually, I always remind people that we've got loads at home already. And I bet all the boys and girls listening have loads and loads of toys. And I bet there's lots that they've maybe not played with for a long time. But sometimes with the toys that they have got, it's just about trying to think of playing with them in a different way. So something like Lego or building blocks, something like that, particularly the plastic ones, they're actually really useful because they can get wet and they can get messy. So trying your building blocks, building in water or in the bath or something like that. Putting building blocks in Play-Doh or in paint and using them for printing and building shadows with them and things. So I think my first suggestion would be to try and get out your old toys, and maybe those that you haven't played with for a while, and maybe think of something new to do with them, maybe that you've not tried before. Things like painting, you know, if you've got any toys or dolls that are plastic, you can paint them and then give them a good old wash or a bath afterwards. So it's just about being imaginative with what you do have already. And then my second thing would always be your recycling box is an absolute treasure trove of bits and pieces that normally we throw out and we don't even think about it. But more often than not, if you have a look in your recycling, there are some real goodies. Things like egg boxes are amazing for taking out and about and building little collections with. Maybe if you do have an outdoor space, being able to find lots of different things. Or sometimes I give my little boy a challenge of, can he fill all the compartments of the egg box with things beginning with the same letter? So it's, you've really got to think, and you've really got to hunt around the house, or all the same things with the same colour, something like that. And then you've got, of course, you've got boxes, which there's nothing you can't do with a wonderful cardboard box. And no matter its size, you can turn it into absolutely anything you want. And that's the best bit about recycling, because it would have been going out in the bin anyway. All those cardboard tubes and yogurt pots and all that sort of stuff, is that you can make something, you can create, you can play with it. And then when you're done with it, you can pop it in the recycling and you can get rid of it. So it's just about sometimes thinking and being a little bit creative with what you have got already at home. So yeah, that's always my top tips.
I love it so much. I'm on board entirely. So we should say everybody can go find you online. So you're at playhooray.co.uk?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And then on Instagram is where people can play along with you as well.
Yes, I'd love it if you could join me. It's 10 o'clock, normally just on a Friday, but at the moment with everything that's going on, I am doing play-alongs every weekday. So come and join me at 10 o'clock. I do tell you what you need the night before, but like I said, it's always bits and pieces you should have at home already, or that you can adapt and swap for something else. So yeah, it'd be lovely if you can come and play.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much, Claire, for chatting to us.
Okay.
Thanks, Bex. We've also been listening on the show to episodes of a Fun Kids radio series called Deep Space High. Every day, when you stick us on, you'll also get a free, absolutely free, put your wallet away, doesn't cost a thing, we're taking you into outer space to the smartest school in the solar system. Now, as always, listen closely to this episode of Deep Space High, because towards the end of the podcast, we're going to set you a quiz. Now, in this episode, Sam, Stats and Quark are exploring some of the projects through which scientists measure and investigate solar activity. One of those projects is the European Space Agency's Cluster Mission.
Deep Space High, Intergalactic Weather Watch.
Jump into your wormhole and travel to Deep Space High. The school is space, but hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
Settle down, class. Today, we're going to check out the European Space Agency's Cluster Mission. Now, does anyone know why it's called cluster? You're all half asleep this morning. Why don't you work together? See what you can come up with. All right, let's fly past and see if that helps.
There's one, two, three, four satellites. So they're all part of the cluster mission.
That's right.
And they're called cluster because they're working together in a cluster.
You've got it. Finally. These satellites have been circling Earth for over a decade now. Each of them is about 3 metres wide and a metre high. The measurements they take from their individual positions mean scientists can build up three-dimensional maps. They've got names too. Rumba, Salsa, Samba and Tango.
Well, I always said two heads were better than one. And four heads are better than two.
Yes, Quark, I've met your mum.
The cluster mission helps Earth scientists understand more about solar weather activity and its effect on Earth. Let's check out some of their discoveries.
Hey, look at the solar wind. It's like there's currents, like you get in the sea.
That's right. The cluster mission has found that there's turbulence in solar wind. And that's one reason why it keeps its energy, even after travelling millions of miles. And if we fly past the North Pole, we can check another of its discoveries.
That's an aurora.
Aurora are the legendary red and green curtains that illuminate the long winter nights here at the Arctic Circle.
They're so beautiful.
Much less familiar are the strange black aurorae, a strange electrical phenomenon that produces dark, empty regions within the visible northern and southern lights.
Black aurora sounds kind of spooky.
They're certainly mysterious. Black aurora take on various guises, dark rings, curls or black blobs in the sea of faint, glowing aurora.
So what causes them?
Well, the cluster mission's figured out that these peculiar patches are caused by a kind of anti-aurora, where conditions are the exact opposite of those in the normal aurora. They seem to occur where there are holes in the ionosphere, that's the upper atmosphere, where the particles that make up the ionosphere are shooting upwards into space. This is the opposite process to that which creates visible aurora, where electrons spiral down from space into the atmosphere.
So it's not really an aurora at all, more of a missing part of an aurora?
That's right. Since it launched, the cluster mission has made dozens of discoveries. And by working together, those four satellites are providing super detailed maps of what's going on. Hey, didn't I tell you that working together is a great way to solve problems? Class dismissed.
Deep Space High, Intergalactic Weather Watch. With support from the Science and Technology Facilities Council. Find out more at funkislive.com/space.
Remember, you can always get more from Deep Space High. Take a trip there yourself by searching for Deep Space High. 50 points for guessing that, wherever you're listening to this. And remember, at Fun Kids, we've got loads of video and audio series to keep you busy and help you learn while you are stuck at home. To find out more, head to funkidslive.com/learn.
Right, so now it's time to whiz over to my pal Ben. He is a features editor at The Week Junior. Ben, what is going on in the world right now?
Lots of things are going on. For me, the main thing that's going on is Animal Crossing. Big fan of it. My daughter Elliot is an even bigger fan. It's the thing that gets her up in the morning, which is, at least that means it kind of, she's up early getting ready for the schooling she's doing at home. But you know who's an even bigger fan? There's an 87-year-old granny called Audrey in the US who was playing the previous version of the game on the 3DS every single day. So she logged in and played it every single day for 4 years. And that totaled more than 3,500 hours. And she became a bit of a hit on social media last year because her grandson put pictures up of her playing and how much she loved her little town that she'd set up. So there was a crowdfunding effort to make sure that she got a Switch and a copy of the new game, which no doubt she is putting the hours in right now. But it's been discovered that there's a new animal in the game, and it's a fox called Audie, spelled A-U-D-I-E. And that is what Audrey calls her character in the previous game. So it's been discovered that Nintendo, sweet company that they are, created a new character named after one of their most famous and dedicated fans. So congratulations, Audrey, and I really hope that Audie comes to live on my little island, because that just feels so sweet. And it's a great way, the game's a great way to sort of stay connected with people who you can't see because you're stuck in the house. So I'm hoping that she's being able to spend time with her grandson and other members of the family through the game, and I bet she is.
That is such a lovely story. I love that, Ben. So can people find that character if they were to play the game?
Yeah, I mean, you can never be quite sure which characters you're going to get. It's a little bit random, but you can visit random islands in the game, and there's always an animal on that island who you can try to persuade to come over to your island. So if you're lucky, you'll meet the fox Audie.
Oh, Ben, that was such a lovely story to find out about. Thank you so much. And I guess I'll let you go and play more Animal Crossing.
Yes, I would love to. Any time I'm not spending playing Animal Crossing just feels like a waste of my time.
Well, I'm honoured you've taken some time out to speak to me then. Thanks, Ben. We'll speak to you soon.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Now, before we go, it's time to test you on that episode of Deep Space High that we heard earlier. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Question number one. How many satellites are in the cluster mission? Is it A3, B4, or C5?
Question number two. How wide is each cluster satellite? A, 1 meter, B, 2 meters, or C, is it 3 meters?
And question number three. Rumba, salsa, samba, and tango are the names of the satellites. What form of exercise also shares those names? Is it A, dancing, B, free running, or C, ice skating?
How'd you get on then? A couple of questions there that were quite easy. I think a few that you might have needed to pay real close attention, so go and listen back if you're stuck at all. Right now, we're going to give you a few moments to answer those questions. They are written in the episode notes too, and then we'll dish out the answers. Now, if you need some more time, now is the point in which you need to pause the pod and tap play to hear the answers again when you're ready.
Okay, so here goes for the answers. Question number one, how many satellites are in the cluster mission? The answer is B, 4.
Question number two, how wide is each cluster satellite? Well done if you said the answer is C, 3 meters, huge.
Rumba, salsa, samba, and tango are the names of the satellites. What form of exercise also shares those names? Well, of course, it was dancing.
Bex, what is your favourite type of dancing out of the rumba, the salsa, the samba and the tango? What are you best at?
Well, obviously, Dan, I am a master at all of them. But you know what? I've always thought to myself, I'd be a very good tangoer.
Well, on tomorrow's podcast.
Oh no, what have I done?
Well, we'll let you off that one, Bex, I think. You can tango in your own time, just don't bother us with it. How did you get on, though? How did you do with the answers? Let us know. We're trying to get quite a leaderboard going on. Tell us how you got on. It's funkidslive.com/stuck.
Yes, indeed. And well done if you got most of them right. Well, that is it for another day. Remember, if you're looking for something to do, then you can do some of our activities. Do a fakeaway, make your own delicious takeaway, get stuck into some arts and crafts, or maybe write a poem for somebody that you think may be in need of a smile. So it's goodbye from me, George. Goodbye from Dan.
Bye.
And goodbye from Bex.
Goodbye.
Remember to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get this podcast, and you can hear more tomorrow. We'll see you then.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.